Good morning. It's March 8th, and I'm Caroline Vogel. I wanted to do just a brief podcast this morning about joy. So many people that I talk to are looking for a greater sense of joy in their lives, and gosh, it can feel hard to know, like, how do I manifest joy in my life? How do I create a greater sense of joy in my life? And that So it's not always easy to know. And I find that it can be a really interesting place to start, one with prayer, of just taking the desire for a greater sense of joy to a loving God and talking about it, being a willing to open my heart to receive any joy that the Spirit or a loving God is directing into my life. They say in the research, Brené Brown talks about this, that the emotion that we actually fear the most of all the emotions is joy. Because in our humanity, when we experience joy, it's closely related to, always connected to this, well, when is it going to go away, right? And this kind of wanting to cling to joy. So how do we allow ourselves to receive joy, knowing also that the human bias is to also be somewhat afraid of joy, afraid to receive the many blessings that God is pouring into our life? There's a scripture where Jesus is saying that God is trying to make God's joy complete in us. I mean, really take that in for a moment. That maybe the divine, part of what the divine is trying to do in and through humanity is to make divine joy complete in humanity. Like that's part of why humanity is even here, is to fulfill God's joy. I've been thinking about that as I move through this holy season of Lent. I've been thinking mostly about the Gospel of Matthew, which that's usually not the gospel I spend the most time in, but it's the gospel that talks about in the wilderness how after Jesus was tempted that God sent angels to tend to Jesus. And I don't know about you, but when I have encounters with angels, those that I can see and those that I can't see, but I sense their presence, angels do have a way of bringing joy. I had a dream one time about my grandfather who had already passed away, my grandfather Bunny, and he came to me in a dream in a very, very meaningful way. And even though the message of the dream was packed with grief, because of his angelic presence, there was great joy amidst the grief in the dream. And so even in the wilderness seasons of our life where we experience grief and darkness and hardship, how do we trust? How do we open ourselves to receive the angels in our midst? How do we trust that those angels, those messengers, are from God? And how do we open the ears of our hearts to listen to the messages that God's angels are bringing to us? Because those messages are tending to us. They're loving us, they're loving on us, they're nurturing us, they're nourishing us. Those messages sustain us through the hard times. And so as you move through the rest of this Lent, and we do have a little bit left, how can you stay open to the angels that God is genuinely sending to tend to you in whatever season of life you find yourself? Sometimes the seasons of the liturgical year, like Lent, the season that we walk between Ash Wednesday and Holy Week, It's meant to be a time of inner reflection, inner examination. Historically, it's been a time when people give something up to walk alongside the 40 days and 40 nights that Jesus fasted in the desert when he was tempted by Satan and when he was tended to by angels. And so sometimes our lives match up with the liturgical season. This year, I am moving through a Lenten season. I wish I could say it started Ash Wednesday. It started long before Ash Wednesday. It's been a long season of Lent for me, and God is doing really important work in and through me in this time of darkness and self-examination. And gosh, really has sent tremendous angels. Again, angels that I can see, angels that I can't see, but I really sense. There's a way in which I've thought about how angels kind of run interference on our behalf. They're both messengers, they bring us messages from God, and they run interference in our lives. They help protect the light and the goodness, God's light and goodness within us. And so they run interference, protecting us from the darkness, from darkness that tries to masquerade as the light. So, how do we stay attuned to the presence of angels tending to us in the wilderness? Now, sometimes we get to the season of Lent and our lives are smashingly wonderful. And so it's like, oh, we can resist this moving through the season of Lent because it's like, this isn't matching up with my life. And I will tell you, I think there's something really important about walking through the season of Lent, regardless of whether it matches up with your life, because in a way, Lent gives us the opportunity to practice wilderness, regardless of whether it's matching up, syncing with our current life experience or not. So I'm aware this Lent that all the Lents, when I've been walking through seasons of great light and sunshine, when I've been walking through seasons of great, tremendous joy, even those years, those seasons when I have intentionally walked through Lent, it's been helpful to me to practice Lent, to practice being in the wilderness, to practice being benched, practice being still, the self-examination by the breath of the Spirit, trusting that the Spirit is who drove me into the wilderness, just as the Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness. And so, even in this holy season of Lent, how do we allow ourselves to experience joy? To know that joy exists even in the wilderness, even in the darkness. It's not an all or nothing. It's not when we're in wilderness, there's no joy. When we get out of wilderness, there's joy. There's always joy. By the grace of God, there is always joy. So, in this month of March, I'm leading a meditation on Insight Timer every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern. And I asked the community, there's just been this beautiful community of people. It ranges anywhere from like 50 to over 100 people from around the world. And in January, we focused on peace. And in February, because it was Valentine's Day, we focused on peace and love. And I asked this beautiful community of meditators that's been jumping online together in such a rhythmic and consistent way, what do you want to focus on in the month of March? And almost unanimously, they chimed in with joy. We want to focus on joy and gratitude. We want to focus on joy and gratitude. So I was like, okay, great. I mean, this is easy peasy. I mean, it was just so clear as day. Everybody is chiming in with a desire to focus their meditation on joy. And so what we've been doing together, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, is one, in the stillness of meditation, to open ourselves to the awareness that we are already experiencing joy. And can you notice feelings and sensations in your body that you associate with joy? And then we slow our breathing down because, of course, the research shows that when we slow the breathing down, we elongate the in-breath, we elongate the out-breath, we signal to the brain that we're safe. And when we're safe, we can move into the parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest part of the nervous system. And when we access this part, then we open to a greater sense of peace within us. It's already there. We are woven together with peace and joy and kindness and love, faithfulness. I mean, it's already in us because it's what we're made of. It's in our divine design within our humanity. God designed us with all these fruits of the Spirit. It's how God weaves us together. And it's how God continues to send the breath of the Holy Spirit to breathe through us so that these fruits can be maintained, that they can flourish, that we can become even more loving and kind and joyful and peaceful and faithful and generous. So when we meditate, when we drop into that stillness, we open ourselves to the reality that we're already made with these very things that we yearn for more of, like joy. So we slow the breathing down, we signal to the brain that we're safe, we can feel a sense of peace and rest, and that opens our capacity to access the divine creation of us. Joy. So then we breathe with that joy. And then we work with this coherent breathing where we breathe in for four, we sustain the breath for four with just this gentle suspension of breath for four, and then we breathe out nice and slow for six counts, and then hold for two. And the focus here is on the in-breath. In-breath is a way of receiving, of breathing in, allowing. So we would breathe in, receiving pure joy from the world. And when we suspend the breath, we let that joy integrate into our being. So every fiber and cell is integrated with a deeper sense of joy. So that joy that we're made with, it gets heightened, it gets emphasized, it grows, it bears fruit. And then we gently share joy out into the world on the out-breath. So out-breath is about sharing, releasing, letting go of. Knowing that any excess is just meant to be shared out into the world. And then we gently hold for two and we start again. We notice feelings and sensations in our body from our willingness to receive pure joy from the world. Our intention to allow that pure joy of the world to integrate into every fiber and cell of our being. We allow this joy to move through us and to share it out into the world, to become a beacon of light and joy that others can share and receive hope from. And we've been doing something new the last couple of days. It just came to me. It probably was a movement of the spirit inspiring me, but Donna Eden, who teaches energy medicine, does this thing where she zips the good energy up through her body and she moves her hands. So she starts her hands at the base of her torso, and then, like, she's zipping up a jacket all along the front of her torso. She just takes her hands together and moves them up over her head. And so we've been imagining just zipping joy up, like when we breathe in for that four counts, we're zipping joy up into our being, reminding the core of our being that it is created and maintained in joy. And then when we breathe out for four counts, we let the arms come down like we're making a sunshine. So they go out wide until they come back down to a restful place beside our bodies. And we've just been doing that over and over again, zipping up joy on the in-breath as the arms move in front of us until they're extended up overhead. And then on the out-breath, nice and slow for four counts, those arms radiate like a sunshine. We're radiating, sharing that joy out into the world. In this way, we really remind ourselves that we are vessels. Vessels who are capable of both receiving joy, bringing joy into our being, and then sharing that joy out into the world into a meaningful way. We forget that the energy we carry in our bodies is of divine creation, that we have the capacity to work with that energy, to purify the energy within us so that we catalyze any toxicity in the energy that's built up either within us or around us. And so then what we have to share with the world is a pure energy of light, joy, love, peace, kindness, generosity, patience. It's a really beautiful practice. So if you're looking for a way to experience more joy in your life, I want to invite you, one, to pray, to talk to God about how you want to experience more joy. Two, to be mindful about that scripture that says God is trying to make God's joy complete in us. And what if that was a meditation as you went through your day of like, oh, God is trying to make God's joy complete in me. How is that working right now? Right? How could I open myself to receive more of that? What if I took that seriously? What if I really believe that to be true? That's some goodness. And number three, just allowing yourself to receive joy from the world. Being mindful of the joy that already exists within your being. So I think I'd make that number three, actually. So one, be prayerful. Two, be curious about what God means of trying to make God's joy complete in you. Three, pay attention to the feelings and sensations in your body that already you associate with joy, realizing joy is already in you because it is how you are made. Joy is part of how you are woven together, along with peace and love and kindness. And then being mindful of how you might, on your in-breath, receive pure joy from the world to emphasize, to enhance, to nourish the joy that already exists within you. And then number five, how might you be a vessel of joy, sharing joy out into the world, allowing some joy to always stay zipped up in your being, and all that joy that's overflowing, where your cup is overflowing with joy, all that flowing over is plenty to share with the world, the people, God's creation, the animals around you. So, this is just a little thoughts, Caroline's thoughts on joy on March 8th, International Women's Day. I hope everybody has a fabulous day, and I hope that as you move through the season of Lent, you continue to experience the angels that God is sending to tend to you in the wilderness, whether it's just the liturgical season of Lent, or if the liturgical season of Lent is matching your human experience in the season of life that you walk through. May angels be present, may they be palpable, And may you notice that they are tending to you. And may you remember that you are designed with joy, that joy is your birthright. It's already within you. You are capable of receiving more of it. And you are a beautiful vessel of joy to share God's joy in this world. So blessings on your day, blessings on your experience of joy, and blessings on your experience of the angels. See you soon.